I was driving around the other day.
Solid. Oh, I got to turn the fan off. 1 second.
Okay. I was driving around the other day, and my phone died, right? I'll get into the story more so later. But I'm driving around, so I got the radio on. So I'm flipping between stations.
And then my phone died. And then my phone died.
And guess what I hear? Died. 1, 2, 3, my baby don't
We broadcast by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. 4 guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
So now I can't listen to Hey Y'all by
Outkast. Welcome back to the show, boys.
Yeah, what's on your sweater?
It's a butt.
This is from a podcast I don't even listen to anymore, but the sweater's still cool. It's a Rory and Maul sweater.
I remember when you wore that when it was cool. Money bag. Like, you liked when you got
I thought sweatshirt. It was a Who Does a Pod shirt. Yeah.
And that's a sweatshirt that was delivered to the wrong door or something.
Yes, it was. Greg remembers the lore. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was delivered to the wrong door. And then like a day later, the person knocked on my door and gave it to me. So.
Nice.
Boom, 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 boom. But how you guys doing? It's been a few weeks since
we saw you. 1 week.
We have not.
The people are going to think it's only going to be a couple days because Scott just posted the last episode we recorded.
We had to keep him hanging on for another week, so I waited.
Keep him hanging on?
2 weeks to post the episode.
You fellas were both traveling, I believe? Traveling
to the same state.
Scott fell asleep during center, so he doesn't get the reference.
Somebody watched that without falling asleep. Especially since they won Movie of the Year.
Did not win Movie of the Year.
We'll talk about that later.
It did win Best Cinema Twin. Box Office Achievement at the Golden Globes.
It did win Best In-N-Out
Best Twin
Customer.
Oh, you saw that? You saw the picture, Scott?
I seen it.
That crossed over.
I thought you were talking about the sex scene with him. And the.
Are you still on there?
Still on what? In-N-Out?
Twitter.
I'm still on Twitter. I'm still on Twitter.
You gotta love it.
It's I use it less and less every week because it's just useless.
Thank you, Ariel. I'm low key. I pivoted from Twitter to Blue Sky, but I was on Blue Sky not that much. I've pretty much gone there kind of like as a news gathering source, and I started going on Instagram more.
Oh,
I've been on Instagram far less like the last 2 weeks. Like my social media consumption is just nosediving.
I just don't get any information from Instagram. You know, it's like
Instagram's.
Oh yeah, Instagram's not for information.
It's not for any information.
It's to see people die. Is to see guys on motorcycles
people
chase down people
watching?
Who did hit and runs. It's to see AI videos.
Scott's watching the wrong things. I don't know what Scott's watching.
Yep.
Craig agrees.
I'm just watching like people cook things.
Yep. All that's right.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Yep.
Mine's just faces of death, like 2026 is my Instagram.
You gotta unfollow them, Scott. That's what
you gotta
do.
You gotta get it off you that can't algo. Follow them. You gotta get out of that algo. Yeah,
so you're saying I shouldn't keep watching the videos and liking them?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't also repost them because that's a new thing that Twitter added recently.
Twitter?
Do they have Twitter? Dislike, sorry, Instagram, though? Instagram.
They do not have dislike.
They about to have a dislike on the X?
Are they? Jesus Christ.
From what
that
I
place, every time I do open that app, I'm like, man, this is... It's literally the embodiment of the community meme when Donald Glover walks into the apartment and everything's just on fire. I'm like, holy fuck.
Well,
I'm like, this is crazy.
I've said this before, but I just use it for like Las Vegas information. But still, Elon like will just shove information to my notifications that has nothing to do with Vegas. It'll yeah. just be like some right-wing tweet about something. I'm like, why are you forcing this in my notifications?
Low-key, a part of me is just keeping the page and going on there every once in a while just to make sure like they don't repurpose my page.
I do. I just
click, I know that happened to
I just click on all the ads that way. Me. Actually, yeah. I don't. I just view the ads that way.
And wait, then no, let them know if you saw the AT&T at all. They're.
But with all that being said, your boys got a drink.
What's it called?
You just drinking again?
Survey.
Drink. Survey says. With Joe. Ding. Joe, we got a new war started. Are we doing drinking again?
Well, we're drinking again. We're drinking some grain juice again.
Your
boys got some grain juice.
Nice visual.
Made a big batch yesterday. Very vibrant.
I'm gonna put some tequila.
Celery, cucumber, apple, ginger, and lemon. All right.
I'm allergic to celery.
Had a little bit of cucumber. Had one earlier.
Not apple.
And some coconut water. I like throwing coconut water. It's kind of like stepping on the crack. Stretches it a little longer. Also adds some hydration.
Breaks your mama's
coconut
back.
Water is good for hydration. That is the weird stuff. Celery. Strong taste. Really sticks with you.
Well, that's doesn't odd leave. Because celery
tastes
really
like
taste
water.
Like anything. Yeah, when you eat it.
I know, but it also
like
does taste
like pimento cheese
something.
That I have spread on it.
It's very
a little stays nuts with on you. The outside. It's the best.
Yeah, the celery stands out honestly the most of all the flavor profiles.
I think apple would
stunning.
It's a problem.
You would think. I thought so too. But like this one doesn't even have that lemon zestiness to it that I usually get when I put lemon in them. But yeah, no.
The maybe you use
celery
lime.
Is the most dominant.
It's not yeah, lime. You put lime in there, Joe.
I didn't put lime in there. Should have put lime in there. Could have been all been green except the ginger. But yeah, but still good, still healthy, hydrating, getting some good nutrients.
Are you down a couple cocktails pounds for yourself, Joe?
So not really. I don't. I told you like after the first year of it, I don't really drink cocktails at the house that much. We're not big drinking people. Also, the lady's pregnant and everything, so it's like,
what?
I'm making cocktails. Whoa,
sorry, I didn't get to the end of that
breaking
episode.
Breaking news.
Yeah, he had posted that yet. Nobody knows.
I just posted that yesterday.
Just posted it. But yeah, so, just trying to, you know,
I was
back
the wife
at the
doing.
Gym now.
Ooh, me too.
The wife is fine. The wife, she's exhausted, as she's saying in the chat. Nausea, but the last... Honestly, I'd say since last Thursday, she's been getting better and better. It looks like we're on the opposite side of most of like the heavy fatigue and the heavy nausea. And she's still dealing with both of them, but not as severe as like there was a 2-3 week run where it was like she got home from work and would be out by 8 o'clock.
Sounds so. Like a dream.
Duh. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could be out by 8 o'clock, but
I just want to
I'd just be alone from like 8 o'clock. Well, Scott, you live where you work, so.
Exactly. I can never get home. Just
you and
work.
Me both, buddy. But I'll work. Give this about
3 out of
5
8
and
Joes.
A half out of 8 Joes.
Oh, no, that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah. It's good as far as like, it's good for me, but does it taste good? Not really.
Does it taste good
bad.
For you, though?
It doesn't taste that good. Yeah, all the antioxidants and
what
the hydration.
What the addition of the celery? I mean, was that even necessary? Because I mean,
one of the things I read. One of the things I read was celery is good for hydration, basically, because a lot of it is just water.
Right.
So it's a good source of water. As well as like I think
you know, it's
like
a great source of water.
Or something else, water.
Yeah.
Coconuts.
Saw that one coming from a mile away.
Ariel said she's very much Very much so. I'm catching up on all my A&L listening. Oh my God. Wait till she finds out she's pregnant by listening to the show. That's going to be crazy.
How far behind is she?
I don't know.
Like, this whole time
also
I've
has
been
some
sick.
Inflammates? It's also low calorie. It's
not
low
anti-belch, though.
It has anti-inflammatory. That was more of a cough. It has anti-inflammatory properties. No. Also, Scott, I'll tell you what celery I did does? With the fiber later.
Ooh.
Did it involve your butt?
I got a question.
Did not.
Guys. Ooh, speaking of butt,
hey, I got a question for you guys.
Do you guys have you guys enjoyed a nice walkable city?
I mean, I've walked in many cities. talking about where you can reach all the stuff by foot and not have to take public transportation.
Yeah, where cars aren't needed.
Such.
Or if you need public transportation's available. And then you could just...
D.C. D.C.
Transit everywhere.
D.C. is a good walkable city.
Italy? Venice, California? It's not very walkable.
Italy?
Yeah, there's not much to walk
all
to.
All walkable, basically?
You can walk the canals and you can walk the boardwalk, but...
It's pretty much all walking city.
Boardwalk.
Midtown, when I lived in Midtown, Atlanta, all of it
Manhattan?
Was walkable.
Oh.
Atlanta. All of it was very walkable.
Yeah, but that's if you want to be in Midtown. Like, there's a lot more.
Well, there I live there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that means you could walk to everything you needed, but there's...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, because there's so much to see and do. I mean, I guess if you had access to
and
MARTA...
And then you get on the trains.
Yeah.
I'd get on the MARTA, yeah. So
the MARTA? Whoa. It's one public thing I wouldn't want to be in.
The MARTA, Scotty.
I was in San Francisco Atlanta. Last week. Very walkable city. Union Square.
Yeah, uphill.
Very walkable. What about the hills and all that jazz?
Well, it's the only part that's not very... It's technically walkable, but...
Lame desire.
We did take the streetcar, and thank God we did, because I didn't realize where we were going. It was uphill at a very... Very steep
incline.
Gotta walk
Scott through his own story.
It was the first time I ever took the San Francisco Full House
BART.
Train.
Is that run by BART?
The trolley?
What is this thing? Where
does this come from? All right. It's a chair.
Scott, do you know how the show works? You're telling the story. You have to talk.
No. Here's how it works. If I'm telling a story, you have to talk.
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
From what I hear from our listeners.
So we're
you guys talk
Francisco
more when
to
I talk than you talk when I'm not talking.
Greg, I'm trying to tell a story. We got on the trolley. Very expensive, that trolley. Very archaic, too, the technology of the trolley. Just two guys... One guy ringing a bell if they should stop the trolley and just pull in, like, levers and stuff. But we got on the trolley. $8 expensive, that trolley, to upkeep that. The buses were, like, $3. The trolley was, like, $8.
Nice. Any Rice-A-Roni jokes?
No, I didn't make any Rice-A-Roni jokes. I did. We did look for the Full House, but I think we trolleyed past it.
I feel like the Full House looks like exactly like the other houses.
Everywhere you go.
It's like the brownstone from Cosby Show. It looks like every other brownstone in New York. It's like, how would you know this was the specific one?
We did trolley past Lombard Street. We stopped and stared at
the Brady Bunch house where it's like a house.
The curvature.
Yep.
It was like every other street in San Francisco except it had like cement curves in it for some reason.
Yeah. You go cement, not cement?
They go cement.
Depends in context or the where it is in a sentence.
Let's ask Obama what he thinks.
Your sentence instead of sentence.
What do you think?
But I enjoy a walkable city. Just like
How were the calves afterwards?
The calves?
Did you eat them?
Calves.
Oh, the Cavaliers.
CALFs.
Yeah, the Cavs. The
Cavaliers. Veal. I don't think they were playing.
That was the Veal.
No, Scott, when you have the cargos on, it's the part of the lower extremities the that is exposed.
My whole life has worked out my calves. My calves don't know a thing.
Okay.
I have the world's largest calves.
Okay, look at you.
My whole life,
you know, when you lose weight, when I lose weight, calves. The first thing to go is my calves, which I was like, oh shit, check out my big ass calves, and then I lose weight. Like, oh, I guess it was all fat. Who knew?
Really?
I was the opposite. Everything else went, and I just had my big ass calves, and I'm like, oh, those are just muscles, baby.
Gotta work out those calves, Greg. Gotta get a little.
I know. I thought they were worked out. I thought they were big. Yeah, they were just fat.
You gotta flex them every once in a while just to be like, all right, where is it hard? Where's the hard stop?
Yo.
Yeah, that was AO for sure.
AO.
AO.
Still doing the show because your boy has been back in the kitchen.
Where he should be.
Excuse me. Exactly, because I'm pretty good at it.
Back at
today,
house.
Today,
whoa!
I decided because
pinching
I have
loaf?
Some hummus.
Oh,
that I made. So one of the recipes I saw something to do with the juice pulp.
Inshallah,
is make a little vegetable hummus. So made a vegetable hummus
with pulp,
and I was like, "What?" With the pulp. I had some pulp and then chickpeas. And
okay,
tahini,
I was gonna say that took the place
else.
Of the chickpeas.
Yeah, yeah. Not just of the pulp. Yeah.
I guess
but
you need
to add the pulp to. Yeah.
Was there white smoke coming
processor.
From your kitchen?
Good food processing. No white smoke. No new popes here. But what was I gonna say? So I was like, what should I eat with this hummus? And I was like, you know what I'm gonna do?
Celery.
I'm gonna make some pita bread. Made some pita bread. Pretty good. Turned out pretty well. Nice, soft on the inside, crunchy.
How do you get
tough
it
tough texture on the outside?
Open. I mean, how do you make it? Like, you know how it's, you open it? Like, is it just the bubble from in between?
Yeah, the bubble, and then you could split it. I really didn't focus. I was just ripping and tearing.
Yeah, but you know,
wild women
put stuff in pita. So I always wonder how, like, wild women. How do you know it's going to be a pocket inside?
Yeah, there was a pocket inside, honestly. Yeah, I didn't even think about it, but
you did a
was.
Good pita then. That's the main thing of a pita, is the pocket.
I was going to say, it was definitely nice, fluffy on the inside.
So. How do you know it wasn't naan you made?
Because I looked up a naan recipe, and then I looked up a pita recipe.
Oh, what's the difference?
I love naan. Naan is...
Difference, if I remember correctly, really the biggest difference was
the
one
pocket?
Was
flavor.
No, one was baked inside the oven, whereas the pita was, whereas the naan was baked in a pan. I think you can
it's
do
like
pita in a pan as well, but from the one I was watching, he made it in a pan. So, and then he like brushed it with the gi and all that, and I was like,
"Oh my god, the thing cool they wear in wrestling."
Yeah, yeah, Scott, that's what they're wearing. The thing they wear in wrestling. He took off a singlet,
and he brushed it with his gi.
And he brushed it with his gi.
yeah, that's a good reference. Hey, good references.
So yeah. Got some the hummus sucks, by the way. I think.
Wait, did you not use any garbanzo beans in the hummus?
Does not taste good.
Chickpeas.
Yeah, I made the hummus with chickpeas.
Garbanzo you did make it with chickpeas.
That's why I said the pulp in place, but no.
The thing is just...
I
got to search for a different recipe. The recipe, I will say, was from a dude that's like... I'm do everything healthy. I'm the healthiest man in the world.
I feel like you look
so like
at...
You put salt in it, and that shit has zero taste.
That's my problem with hummus.
You need some tahini.
I look at it.
Olive oil.
It looks like
garlic.
It should be very flavorful and be good. But, and then you eat it. It's like, oh, I thought this is almost good. You expect it to taste like a dip, but it tastes like hummus.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you need garlic.
You
need
a good hummus.
I'm not a hummus guy.
The lady makes some good
hummus.
The
thing is, I've had a good hummus. I just don't like hummus, so it's to me.
Tell her to send me a recipe.
I'll send you the recipe.
But garlic, a bit more garlicky hummus definitely is more preferable for me. but
garlic, I put lemon.
I tried to finesse it. He was like, two cloves. I put three cloves in it. Because I was like, nah, I want a little more flavor to this. Still don't taste that much. I'm like, bro, what is this? I'm like, I feel like I put too much chickpeas in it. His recipe was like 2.5 cups. Was it 2.5 cups? Yeah, 2.5 cups of chickpeas. I have so much hummus I have none to do with. I'm like, I'm not going to eat all this. This is not all getting eaten.
You're making bad hummus.
Well, I need to make a separate recipe. I need less chickpeas.
I'd rather have
more flavor.
Spinach artichoke dip.
Ooh, I love a good artichoke dip. Chilies?
You know what I might? I wonder if I could juice some spinach and then make a spinach artichoke dip. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't think you can juice spinach.
Well, I don't think I'm saying
you make the regular dip, but then add some of the juiced spinach.
I don't think you can juice spinach.
The pulp. You can juice spinach. What are you talking about, Scott? You can juice spinach.
Yeah, but I think you're juicing all the good stuff out of the spinach. It's just going to be pulp. Just use the spinach.
I think spinach is like 99% pulp.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't know about juicing spinach.
I don't think you can juice spinach.
You can milk an almond.
12 bushels of spinach, you might get like a teaspoon of spinach.
Scott, just Google people juicing spinach. Spinach is like one of the biggest juicing ingredients that people use.
Blending spinach or juicing? You can juice spinach? How many bushels of spinach are you using? Do you get any benefits out of it?
I told you last time we recorded, I juiced kale and spinach. And the kale, I had to literally use like a whole bag of kale to get like a cup of juice. Like, it doesn't give you much. It's like strong as hell as far as the flavor and everything. But the spinach, you get good amount of juice out of juicing spinach. Like, spinach yields back a lot of juice. You don't have to put a lot in.
Very veiny.
Yeah, you don't have to put that much in. So.
I used to put spinach before I got married. I put spinach in everything.
Then what happened?
It's good.
They stopped putting in everything.
Well, because some people don't eat green stuff very much.
Uh-oh.
Scott doesn't know you can juice spinach.
I mean, you can juice spinach. I don't.
Scott, weren't you buying juices from people like? For a while there, you never got like a spinach blender in
it? I don't think spinach was in there because I don't think it's economical to juice spinach.
I put it in a
$12 smoothie. Of spinach to get like a fucking shot of spinach juice. What are we doing? The point of spinach is the fiber. If you're juicing the spinach, you're losing all the fiber.
You don't lose the fiber. The fiber's in the pulp.
Yeah, but you're not eating the pulp.
You said you're juicing the spinach.
But that's why you reuse it, and I put it in the spinach. I'll put it in the spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, well, boom. I'm putting the pulp in there. All right. Wait, were you juicing it and putting the pulp in there?
Can you juice an artichoke?
I juice the spinach. I don't think so. Probably.
What do you mean you can't juice an artichoke, Joe?
I haven't looked into it.
You've never had a juice with artichoke juice?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. I've never purchased an artichoke, so I don't even know. The makeup of an artichoke. I don't know. Does it retain water? Does it have water in it? I don't know. I don't know.
Imagine a vegetable without water in it.
That's a good point. Probably an idiot. Just like Scott's probably an idiot. I was trying to say I was going to juice the spinach and then use the leftover pulp combined with some more spinach to then make the spinach artichoke dip.
First of all, I don't like AI's response here. When they go, yes, you can absolutely juice spinach. I don't need your goddamn inflections on my answers. Did we lose Joe? Perfect timing.
He's a little frozen. Uh-oh. Last time that happened,
we juiced Joe.
Well, he's back.
Whoa.
I'm back here. Okay. What? What happened?
What did he go? What did he do, Greg?
His camera went black, but never mind. That was I mean, he went away. Anyway, speaking of faces, you guys ever heard of the You guys ever heard of the facial scar experiment from the 80s?
No.
Want to know how I got these scars?
So in 1980 at Dartmouth College, some psychologists did this study where it was to see how people perceive subtle social cues. So what they did is they got dozens of volunteers, mostly female, and they were giving them a physical ailment or disfigurement, often a facial scar, and then have them go and interview people and record the reactions of people that they have discussions with while they have a facial scar. Well, they had a professional makeup artist come put scars on their face, and they show them a picture. I mean, they showed them a mirror and said, here, this is what, you know, scars you got on your face. And then right before they went to interview, they said, here, come on, I need to touch that up. And they took the scars off these people's face without them knowing it. So these people go into these interviews thinking they have disfigurement scars on their face. And every single one of them reported that people avoided eye contact and they looked at them with pity and that they were discriminating against them because they had these facial scars. However, they didn't have this stuff. So the study was like, well, preconceived, you go into something expecting it to happen. You key in on things that confirm that with them. Like, they don't look you in the eye. Well, nobody looks you in the eye. It's
confirmation bias.
So
confirmation bias.
It's like, that's kind of what happens with a lot of people who get triggered or are upset. They think they're being discriminated against when a lot of times they're not. But they're expecting to be, so they see that you are. And it's, that's why this is the one I said it might be interpreted different by people, because there is discrimination, obviously. But sometimes it's the preconceived notion you're going to be discriminated against, and then you are discriminated against because you're expecting it. But it may or may not actually be, at least as it was, it's very, I heard it on a podcast and I was like, that's interesting. Because I was like, well, how would I react? What would I see?
Yeah.
It'd be hard to, because I would,
I think, like, I would do the opposite. I would maintain eye contact.
I feel like I would.
They had a scar on their face.
I know. Me too. Because I feel like I can't make them any different. I can't.
It's like, don't look at the scar. Look at their eyes.
I can't make them feel different because they're different. I need to make them feel normal. So I feel like they'd be more engaged. But
now, if they were just like regular, I'd be like, don't make eye contact. This is weird. You're autistic. Yeah. Don't make eye contact. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. It's,
well, could they even
just, it's just all about perception.
They're a woman?
Whoa.
Could be.
What are you?
How is there a woman interviewing me for a job? That's crazy.
But I thought that was an interesting study.
It's pretty interesting. Pretty good.
Sorry,
I'm also trying to find juicing spinach videos. A good one to send to Scott.
You can't find. Look at. I rest my case. Joe can't find a good juicing spinach video.
No, there's a few, but I just want to find, like, the perfect one to really illustrate it to you. All right, I'm just going with the one.
Speaking of being judged, are you guys paying attention to the Afro Man trial?
Yes, it's actually over.
Verdict just came out two hours ago.
I learned of the story.
No.
Excuse me. Today, and it got resolved today. So
it is
really
amazing
good.
How TikTok, like, in the last 2 days, it might have just been the last 24 hours. It's like, here's all this content. It's great. All right, trial's over too.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Like, I felt like I literally this morning somebody was like, justice for Afro Man. I was like, what? What's going on? Okay. And then me and Ariel were talking about it when she came home from work, and I went on Blue Sky, and it was like, verdict has come in. I'm like, oh, damn, look at that.
Greg, are you familiar with Afro Man?
Real open and shut.
I know
yes.
the two words.
Colt 45, because I got high. Yeah.
But the case. I feel like Kendra's
no.
been
oh,
all
the
over
case.
This case.
So the case, from my understanding,
this is a big white woman case.
But there was other white woman case going on.
Police
this week,
ran
you know?
Into his house and
Police ran to his house. They stole some money, apparently. I don't know why they ran to his house, but they ran to his house, took some things, and then he used, like, his Ring camera footage and news footage and, like, made songs and videos, and then the police were saying that he was defaming them, and it was a defamation case, and he won.
That's all basically I got. It. Yeah.
Okay.
They raided his house for some... They got some tip. He was, like, selling drugs and...
He was black.
Kidnapping people or something. And, of course, they raided the house and found nothing. But he had cameras in his house, so he, like, recorded the raid until he, like, cut the cameras.
Ah.
So he started making songs about the raid. And making fun of all, like, the officers in the raid. And then they all got hurt because their feelings got hurt because he was making fun of them.
Feelings?
Their feelings wow. got hurt, and then they sued him.
Crazy.
But the video you of know, the testimony in the trial is the best.
Well, the trial that white women have been watching is the Corey Richens trial. The mother.
Ooh, who's that?
The mother in Utah that wrote a book about grief.
Oh, I saw that story.
Wrote a children's book about grief.
You aware? Hold on.
She would just felt guilty.
Scott, are you aware of this one?
She Grant, killed her husband and wrote a book about grief. Is that the lady?
That's what happened, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy.
Poisoned her husband.
I was in somebody. Allegedly, had but wrote she was said,
convicted. So convicted of.
She got convicted there. I didn't know the verdict came down. Yes. Somebody was like, well, they say sorry, right, which
watching the
know.
Afro Man testimony.
So. But yeah, no, that was wild. That was wacky. White women be crazy, man. Did we ever get any? Did we get an end of that case? I think we did. That's why it was being discussed. The ending of the case where the police killed their homie, but then try to pin it on the wife and all that.
Was I know that it was like a mistrial, right? And I don't know if they're retrying her. Kara and Kendra would know about that one for sure because it's been discussed.
That was crazy. I was completely unaware. Y'all put me all on game on that.
That was a good trial too.
That's crazy.
But
she ran him over.
Afro Man.
They're saying she ran.
Shout out to Afro Man.
She's saying she was killed. Made
two good songs that you know soundtrack to childhood in a way.
So I was not paying attention at all when you were discussing it. Did he do something bad?
No, he did nothing. He was. Okay. They ran up in his house off suspicion. And he was he has like cameras in his house, so he recorded everything and then made music videos and songs mocking the police officers. Then the officers then tried to sue him for defamation.
Okay.
So yeah.
So in the trial,
silly muffin burger.
The lawyers are like
by the way, he cross examining looking like Karen Reed.
Karen Reed.
Who's your boy what's his name? Amin's fake Don King? Don Kang. He rolled up like Don Kang. He had a big afro. He had like USA suit on.
With USA glasses insane. He wore during
Only in America.
Thing.
Only in America.
Ooh, is there ready
it was funny
because
they had to
out.
Like, they had to interview the cops about like why it's defamation and what he said about them. So then they just got humiliated live because the case was broadcast. So it's like he claimed he had sex with your wife. He's like, is that true? To the cop, and he's like, we've been together since we've been in middle school. He's like, so do you know if he had sex with your wife? And it's funny because they just get humiliated all over again on trial.
Oh man,
it's so great. And then there's the guy with the lemon pound cake.
What was the lemon pound cake thing? I was hearing something about lemon pound cake. What was that?
One of the officers was like, he did a double
I just
take.
Made a lemon pound cake recently.
He did a double take at the lemon pound cake that was like on his kitchen counter or whatever.
Oh, in the video?
Yeah, so he made a song called Lemon Pound Cake. And the guy was like upset that people kept sending the officer lemon pound cakes. Cause
I wish I had lemon pound cake.
I would say it's a great gift. Yeah. You guys, look at this. It's all wrong, man.
Exactly. But it was great. They got humiliated all over again and then lost the case.
That's really.
That's all. Anyway.
That's pretty funny.
Did they have trials
in
Australia?
Probably.
I think so. They got baseball.
Hey guys, it's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. Pretty simple one, which has carried over since my childhood. When you're in clothing like certain brands, do you like mix and match or just stick to one brand? I, for one, if I'm wearing like shorts, just say they're like Nike or something like that, I would never wear a Nike t-shirt. It'd always be like separate. I'd always think it out there if you had the same brand, look like you're like a person of a catalogue, and it's a bit weird. Anyway, just sort of ask you guys. All right, and my question.
That's a cat question. In the background?
I don't know if it was a kid or a cat. But it was meow sounding.
It sounded like a cat. What's my guy's name? Sean.
That's Knut.
P. Diddy.
Sean.
No. Combs.
That is not my guy.
What's your guy?
It's a good get back, though, for Scott. Stand up for Scott there. Sean S. Jordan has a song. He's a comedian. He has a song called Nike and Adidas. Because sometimes he wears Nikes with like an Adidas paraphernalia or vice versa.
Yeah.
No, this is not a thing. I mean, speaking culturally from my community, you would get clowned if you mismatching brands in that fashion, like brands that are of competing sorts. Like if you wear a Tommy Hilfiger something and Polo something, like you're going to get ridiculed. If you wear a Nike with Adidas or Puma with
You can't mix Adidas and match
or something like that. You can't mix and match. You got to. In a way, and this is, you know, this is a problem within my community. In a way, you're gonna get ridiculed because it's gonna be like, oh, you couldn't afford like the whole outfit. Like that's how it's gonna be perceived. Like, oh, you can only mix and match, get it pieces from somewhere else. You can't get the whole thing. So
if you have Fila shoes, you have to have Fila shorts and Fila jacket, Fila shirt.
Well, you don't have to, but the thing is, you don't have to. But you definitely can't have Nike shorts and a Nike shirt or Adidas shorts. So, like, say you're going to dress up. It's like, okay, I got a Polo Ralph Lauren shirt. But then I might go on some Ralph Lauren jeans. Ralph Lauren only make jeans. Nobody's ever going to have a Ralph Lauren shirt. And then your sneakers don't matter.
Polo.
These two people don't really make sneakers in that category.
So, can you do that? Polo's by Ralph Lauren.
What?
But if you're wearing...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got a Ralph Lauren shirt.
But you're saying Ralph Lauren only make jeans.
No, I'm saying Levi only make jeans.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to make jeans.
What if you have like a food?
I know, but I'm saying, but nobody's going to be like, oh, why you got a polo shoes? They're going to be like, oh, Levi's. All right, cool. They probably do, but nobody's going to... Like, these are all different... You expect different things from each of those brands, is my point. It's not like if you had a Adidas shirt... Puma shorts, and then Nike is going to be like, all those people make uniform, like a uniform outfit. Right. What are you doing?
The only thing I wear that has the branding is Adidas. And so, but as far as those kind of the sporting brands, like I might wear a generic like Champion shirt just because it's that I got at Target or something, but with Adidas, but it doesn't have the big C on it or anything. It's just, you know, just
you gotta bring that big seat back. Champion need to make a comeback.
But I used to wear
the
Nike
Walmart brand. How did they become expensive? How did Champion get the glow up?
Oh, did they? They were the Target brand.
They used to be like Kmart. They used to be like Kmart, Target, and then all of a sudden they became Champion.
Champion was always Target back in that I can remember, but.
Champion budget brand.
But yeah, Adidas don't. I wear Adidas shoes, Adidas socks, Adidas t-shirts. I don't wear sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm a
really
big Adidas guy. I usually have sweatpants slides. And shoes. I don't think I have many tops at this point. But I don't have any Nike tops or anything really in my closet or anywhere. Like, if it's an athletic brand, I'm pretty much it's Adidas for me. So,
yeah, for sure.
Solid question.
Do you wear any of those, Scott?
Scott wears Scott by Scott tees.
Scott wears Airwalk
cargos from Quicksilver.
No, I have like Amazon.
That might be Levi.
Amazon
cargos.
Basics.
Levi cargos? I didn't know that. Okay.
There might be some Levi cargoes. Actually, they might be Levi's, the cargoes. They wear Scott by Scott shirts and... what else do I got?
Scott don't need a house, man. Scott don't need a house.
What?
Except to go to San Francisco, apparently.
Guys, Gregory? I have a question. Joe, I know you're a fan of University of Miami. And you're aware that there's a Miami of Ohio. Do you know people from the Midwest, like to them, if you say Miami, it's Miami of Ohio?
They think Miami of Ohio.
Like they say the real Miami. And like with Kendra, that's the real Miami. And when she says Miami and I say, start talking about
what have they ever won? What have they ever won?
I don't know. That's the Midwest.
Scott Clark, but Miami, Ohio.
Don't feel like that.
Like, she'll bring up Miami of Ohio, real. And I just says Miami, and I start talking about the U, and she's like, what are you talking about? And then she's, oh, I'm talking about Miami of Ohio. I say, well, then just say Miami of Ohio.
She knows them for not having success, is the thing.
I think it might be the main reason they started saying the U, because people didn't want to think it was the Miami of Ohio.
I don't think so. A lot of people only know Miami of Ohio because of Ben Roethlisberger. That's about
I know people outside of the Midwest. that's the first
a
time.
A lot of the country.
That was the first time I heard of it.
A lot
was
of
Ben
the country
for sure.
Ain't the Midwest, is my point.
But a lot of it is.
A lot of the country ain't Midwest. If you ask somebody from New York about Miami, they're going University of Miami.
But yes.
California, like, the brand is national.
Until today, Scott, have you heard of Miami of Ohio?
I was just about to say, until about like 4 hours ago, Miami of Ohio is never in, as Joe would say, the zeitgeist for me.
So, yeah, it's like, come on.
Joe would say zeitgeist.
Joe would say zeitgeist.
I'm a big zeitgeist guy. Scott knows me. Well,
Miami of Ohio is up 8 against SMU currently in the first four.
Are they in the Pac-12, Pac-10, Big 12, Big 10, Big Top, Top
no,
12?
No, they're in the tournament MAC.
I think they're in the MAC.
I have to assume the MAC.
Here's President Trump endorsing Bird Jones.
What the?
Whoa, uh-oh.
I looked at it as an ad.
Greg's, wasn't going to talk about the face thing, but that felt a little, you know.
Greg's search history just leaked.
You voted for him in the midterms. You voted for him in the general election. Now you could vote for his pick.
They're in the MAC.
They're in the MAC.
Yeah.
A little MAC-tion. Who are they? The Red Hawks?
Yes.
I feel like they probably, if you go back far enough in their history, they were definitely something racist.
Can they make the Final Four? Is that a thing?
Red Hawks is probably a Native American Red Hawk and not a bird.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be some, like the logo used to be racist, probably.
It's just
probably still is.
If you look back. I'm just saying. No, now it's a hawk. It's officially a hawk. I've seen the logo.
Oh,
I remember from like the college football games.
Should I bet on them to win the Final Four?
Well, no, Scott. They were undefeated in the regular season.
But are they defeated yet?
They're the 11th seed. They're playing SMU also somehow. Well, the winner's an 11th seed, I guess. I should say.
It is March Madness. I feel like March Madness used to be like a month, and now it's like 2 days. Is this true?
No, it's not true at all. It goes
it's
until
opposite
like
of that.
Oh, yeah. It goes until April?
Yeah. So it starts this weekend.
Because every... found it. Wow. The change happened in 1997.
And then the Final
change?
Four weekend. So there's three
they
weekends.
Used to be called the same name as the Washington football team, their old name. And then they changed to the Red Hawks in 97.
I did not know that. I did not
know. I was like, I mean, if you look up the Golden State Warriors logo from like when the team first got created, it's crazy what that logo is.
Like Chief Wahoo.
Basically, effectively. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, but their Warriors are better.
Well, all right.
What's the
Joe?
Also, Miami versus Miami of Ohio. Miami's better. Joe's in the first week. Joe's in the telling it. Shout out to her. All right, I talked about it. I alluded to it earlier. Your boy hit the marketplace. So, I wanted to go
did
get
did you buy this. Celery on the marketplace?
Did not. Did not. Okay. But I did buy... So, the lady... I don't know if you heard the story I broke earlier, but the lady's pregnant. So
what?
She can't have...
By a nanny.
Sushi.
Who's the father?
I hope it's me. She can't have sushi.
Oh, yeah.
So too I was like, mercury. You know what? No, it's not the mercury. It's the
mercury's in retrograde. Fish.
It's the undercooked fish, Scott. Salmon is a fine fish, but it's you can't have raw foods because you don't know what's in it. So, yeah. Fish. So I was like, you know what, babe? I'm going to make you some sushi.
Actually, I believe that you can have all kinds of raw foods, including milk, if you're dying, if your brain is not dialed at all.
So, I was like, let me figure out how I can make some sushi at home. Went about researching, found this thing called a sushi bazooka. So,
Ronco,
I saw it on Marketplace.
Sushi like bazooka?
Adam and Eve?
Saw it on... Saw it on Marketplace for like $25.
That was a good
so
callback.
I was like, boop, 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 boop. Hit the person up. They said they can meet. I was like, let's go. I drove over.
Wait. Let's roll this back. Pardon the pun.
Egypt.
How much is a sushi bazooka on Marketplace?
It was $25. But, Scott.
That seems expensive for Facebook Marketplace. For a used food item.
So let me
item.
Tell you this. It wasn't used, brand new, still in the box. So let me say this, actually.
Did it have a Bed Bath & Beyond sticker on
it? I bought one sushi bazooka off of Amazon Sears. For like $9. But then I also wanted
Sears
an additional
on
one because I wanted to... One of the things I saw was like
double,
how to wrap the rice on
bazooka?
The outside. How to wrap... Have to wrap the rice on the outside. So I was like, okay, I need a second one of these little
saran
bamboo
wrap.
Things. So then I saw, yes, you saran wrap it, and then that's how you do it. Still can't get it down. I think the rice I had was a little too sticky. Eventually I'll work.
Oh, I got you.
I think I also used it while it was still a little too warm. And then the next day when
warm.
I made it again, I was like, I didn't want to try. I was just going to go straight to the bazooka. But yeah, so I went to go get the kit because I saw a couple people with different kits and whatnot. So went to go pick it up.
The talking sports car from the 80s?
Yeah, I was going
to went
say
to
that.
Walmart.
I was going to make a reference to that.
Then from Walmart, I went to go pick it up, and my phone was on low battery. So I
know
get there.
Low battery?
Which also sounds
know
like
low
kit.
Battery? That's my bit.
Also sounds like kit.
Boo, 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 boo. So I pick it up. Get it, cool, and then I'm like, what would I want to hunt down? I wanted to hunt down ginger. I wanted to find some pickled ginger.
Whoa!
For
St. Patrick's Day,
sesame seeds, and one other thing that I can't remember right now. So I was like, I looked up a Publix. There was a Publix nearby. My phone's on 15% battery. Go to the Publix. Didn't find the ginger, but I found the sesame seeds. Phone dies while I'm in Publix.
Didn't have ginger
so
at
then,
Publix?
They didn't, they didn't
pickled
have
ginger.
Pickled ginger.
Oh.
Pickled ginger. So then I get back in the car, and now I have to retrace my steps in order to make it back home.
You know,
I
retrace
did that,
your
made it back home.
Steps means that you're lost, and you have to retrace your steps to find your way out. Because
yeah.
your phone was
I,
dead.
Yes. Phone okay. was dead,
and
I was in
maps.
Part
he
town.
Was, he had to use MapQuest.
Really
yeah. Printouts.
So made it back home, and then charged the phone. Then went out to go get the pickled ginger. Found it at Kroger. Shout out to Kroger.
Yeah, shout out to Kroger.
Was able to get it there. Came back home, put everything together, and then yeah, it kind of went off pretty well. Sushi was solid. I mean, it was not. You know, Sushi Avenue, a couple of other places we've had sushi type sushi because, you know, I'm literally a rookie you know, first time. But it guess it was good enough to hit the memory bank to give you that hit of nostalgia. And like, this is what it's supposed to look and taste and feel like. So it satiated the craving. Also, I got some wasabi, the wasabi in the little squeezer joint. My, that shit kicked my ass.
Real wasabi or fake wasabi? Yeah,
I think it was real because it kicked my, I put a little bit on and it kicked my ass. Holy buckets.
It's probably fake
wasabi. I hope it's not the horseradish because, man, that means they got some strong ass horseradish. It's
probably horseradish. Real.
I don't think it's horseradish.
You know Andy Dalton's nickname was Pickles Ginger?
No, it's Red Rocket.
He wasn't drunk. It'd have been pickled ginger had he been a drunk.
The Red drink. Rifle? I think it's also the Red Rifle.
Red Rifle as well.
Yeah. And he shot his eye
out. I think it's not the Red Rocket. I think it's the Red Rifle. And then one time J.J. Watt called him the Red BB Gun.
Pew, pew, pew.
Captain America, folks. Captain America.
10 out of 10, sushi. Segue. See you guys in 2 hours.
Oh, it's time to discuss the Oscars. It's time to discuss the Oscars. I'm not going to be that long. The show took place this past Saturday. It's past Saturday? It's past Sunday. Jesus Christ.
Imagine the Oscars on Saturday.
I know that, and honestly, I'd appreciate it more. I could sleep in the next day. But the Oscars took place the, what was it, the 90-something, 98th, 97th? 98th. 98th
Welcome
Oscars.
To the 98th.
Again, hosted by
Oscars.
What's my boy's name?
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien. Started off, really featuring enjoyed the opening video package where he was dressed as Aunt Gladys from Weapons, and then he runs through all the movies. That was pretty cool. The opening monologue I thought was fine. A lot of people, I don't want to say thought it was bad. Or
Eddie Epstein
they just felt like he did better last year than this year. I think last year was better, but I thought this year was also fine. I didn't think anything was wrong with it.
So last year was better, confirmed.
Yeah, but I didn't like people didn't like it. You know, like, I don't know. They didn't like the telecast or something. I was like, I thought it was perfectly good. Also, I'm not here really for the telecast. Like, I'm here for, you know, the awards. There were some good bits. That's all I really wanted.
Bits and skits.
Little good bits, little good skits, and then we're off to the races. So, let's get right to the award winners. Trying to track down the list. Nope. There we go. Okay, best first award of the night was Best Supporting Actress. Went to Amy Madigan. Best Supporting Man went to Sean Penn in one battle after another. Jesse Buckley, as I predicted as soon as I saw Hamnet walked out, I posted my my letterbox on Instagram where I said, just give her every award. Let's just call the race at this point. She was fantastic. Jesse Buckley won. And Michael B. Jordan?
What's going on?
Ended up becoming the dark horse and winning as Smoke and Stack for Sinners. Early favorite at the end, at the conclusion of the year, was Timothée Chalamet. I think he...
Fairly Wonka?
Then Wagner Moore won at the Golden Globe, so people thought, maybe Michael B. Jordan wouldn't get it, you know? He's going to get overshadowed. Stack category. But then when he won the Actors Award, it was like, did this just change the tide? Because I believe the Actor Award ends right when voting opens. So it was something mood. People were saying, like, that could be a defining moment. And then it ended up being so because he then went on to win for Sinners. Best Writing was very cool how that ended up happening. I believe Adapted went first. Paul Thomas Anderson won for One Battle After Another. BTA. He got his first ever Oscar right then and there. And then the award they packaged with it on the broadcast was Best Original Screenplay. And then Ryan Coogler went up there for Sinners. Very cool moment. Both of them getting their first Oscars. Best International Feature went to Sentimental Value. I liked that movie. I didn't love that movie. I thought it was really good. Wasn't my jam, but really good. Would have had no problem with if it was just an accident one. That was actually my favorite of the international movies that I saw. I saw three of the five. K-Pop Demon Hunters won for Best Animated Feature. Best Music, Best Score went to Ludwig Göransson for Sinners. Best Song went to Golden. Casting went to One Battle After Another. That was kind of a shocker. Everybody thought that was going to go to Sinners. Sinners had won the Actors Award equivalent to it. So then when it won here, it got a lot of people nervous. It was like, oh no, this is going to be a landslide. But then everything kind of shook out. And then Best Cinematography went to Autumn Durald Akpao, who is Filipino and Black. She was the cinematographer for Sinners, the first woman to win in the category, thus also making her the first woman of color to win in the category as well. Frankenstein picked up a lot of below-the-line things, production, makeup, costume. Best visual effects went to Avatar. Fire and Ash, One Battle After Another one for best editing. Sound went to F1. And then, I'm not going to get into the shorts or documentaries because I didn't really watch it much. And then the best director went to Paul Thomas. There was a tie, and Kumail handled that very well, by the way. Best director went to PTA, and then best picture went to One Battle After Another. Really good year in cinema, honestly. It'll probably go down to, honestly, one of the better years if you have movies like One Battle After Another, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners. A lot of people like Train Dreams. A lot of people like Begonia. Hamnet was really, really well received. It was a really good year. And then I felt like everybody got the awards. I have my personal, rooting interest, but I have no qualms with how it shook out in the end, honestly. Like, all the people were deserving. I didn't think anybody was robbed in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It was a competitive, it was a competitive race. A lot of good movies. So, yeah, those are the Oscars. As far as what I've seen since I talked to you guys last, I've watched, I believe, only one movie, and that was for Who Does a Podcast. Let me just double check. That was for Who Does a Podcast, and that was Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Covered that. It's on Hulu. Came out last year. Really good movie. Better than I thought it was gonna be. Better than any notion that it was, because the movie kind of came and went from theaters. Like, it didn't really have a lot of sticking power in theaters. It only made $2 million against a $30 million budget. I think the marketing was not the greatest. Because they really couldn't tell you a lot in the trailer and everything leading up to it. But ended up being a really good movie. So check that out if you have the time. It's a musical, by the way, because we covered it on Who Does a Podcast. So don't be shocked by that. But yeah, good little movie starring Diego Luna. Jennifer Lopez was a new actor that kind of broke out. And then Jennifer Lopez was in it as well. So really good movie. Greg,
what did you see? I watched a lot of stuff, but not a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Finished a rewatch of season one of Paradise, so need to do season two.
Okay.
As it wraps up in a couple weeks. I can't believe how little I remembered, considering how recent it was, and just so many things have crossed my brain since, always. Too much to watch, too much to remember.
But do you remember?
What else? Anything else? Watched Return of the
Season
Jedi.
Season 2 of Cross just finished, and it's already been announced that
James Cross
been renewed for Season 3. So shout out to that.
I need to watch that as well.
Pitt still going strong. Abbott still doing Abbott things.
Still in elementary school.
Watch an episode of Abbott tonight.
Nice. Yeah. I think we got all the moving pictures covered.
Yep. Now for the NFL talk.
Disappointing.
No NFL. I mean, there are a lot of free agency moves and trades, but.
Yeah, too much to talk about.
Yeah, we'll hold it. We'll wait for the draft next time we talk about it.
So, my disappointment is in the United States healthcare system.
Whoa, buddy.
Greatest shit's confusing.
System in the world.
And nobody's looking out for you. It's kind of fucked up. So, my big issue is, so when we went to Ariel's
OB, you got a pregnant wife. Big healthcare
got
comes
a pregnant
in.
Wife. Got
comes
a pregnant
in
wife.
Big time. I don't know if you heard the last episode, Joe, but your wife's pregnant.
I got breaking news. So we went to her OB, and her OB told us to go
Trice?
To Wellstar. Scott? Her OB told us to go to Wellstar.
Reference so, you and your brother.
Right in the parking lot, before Ariel was even done with her, I think she was getting some blood work done. Before she even finished that, I jumped on the call with Wellstar to try to get in and get seen.
Did you yell out, Wellstar?
Wait, but where in Wellstar? Like, that's just a generic. Go to Wellstar.
The maternity okay. area. All right. Yeah. So I call them. I make an appointment. I tell them what insurance I have. They set the appointment. Cool. So we go. Pull up. We get there. We do the paperwork. We give the insurance. We go sit down to fill out some more paperwork. And then when we go back to give it, the girl says, oh, we don't take your insurance. It's going to be, like $200. And I'm like, well, why didn't the person, when I was making the appointment and gave my insurance, not tell me that? Because now, even if we do stay here to, do this appointment, we're going to go somewhere else now. So we do the appointment, and then we have to then go somewhere else. So just a heads up, these appointments, they just confirm that you're pregnant. That's all they did when we went to our OB. Luckily, we asked the OB to do like some blood work, but when we went to the OB, it's just like, hey, go do a P-test. We'll check your blood pressure. You're pregnant. All right, now go to the hospital to like see a doctor. So we go to the doctor, and the doctor walks in. They had her do another P test. The doctor walks in and is like, so you're pregnant? I'm like, we know that. Like, why do you think we're here?
He's on the eighth doctor. All right. No, we know we're like, pregnant. What do we do now?
Yeah, like, what's the next steps? So we had to then make another.
I think the body does most of it, Joe.
We have to make it, but I want to make sure the body's doing everything it's supposed to be doing. You know,
like making the baby.
I would say it's very exactly. It's very scary times because you don't know what's going on, and you're just hoping, wishing, and praying that everything's going great. So now we have to make this third appointment that we go to next Tuesday, and I'm gonna pitch a fit and be like, we're not just doing a confirmation. I need some blood work done. I need a sonogram of some sort. Like, I don't need a third confirmation. Hey, come in 2 weeks. Like, that is the least of what we need. Like, we're about to be out of the first trimester. I just want a sign of everything's good.
Don't come in two weeks.
See
four
the
weeks
baby.
Ago.
Like, man. So it's like, it's healthcare system.
Can we see the baby?
Can we see, like, on a sonogram or something?
Yeah,
like,
that is something,
like,
you want to see.
That's kind of one of the big moments. And
that's not how they check. Everyone's just doing a pee test? No one's like...
Everyone's just doing a pee test!
No one's putting, like, gel on her tummy?
No!
But as far as...
I haven't had that. So it's like,
what the heck? Whatever insurance you have, does it have a website you can see who's in your network?
Yes,
and, like,
I can see. But
Kaiser?
The thing was, Gray.
Blue Cross Atlanta?
I got Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. So the thing was, we went to our OB, who is in our network. She recommended us to Wellstar. So I'm just
as
like,
referral,
okay, she recommended
it. She referrals it.
I'm like, they must be in the network.
But yep. My thing is, even though, even, you know, it's not on her to, you know, make sure they're in our network. When I called WellStar and gave them my insurance, because great well, example, is, when I went to the dentist, hold on, great example. I went to the dentist last year and they recommended me to go through an orthodontist to pull my down. Wisdom teeth. And when I called the orthodontist to pull my wisdom teeth to set an appointment, they were like, what's your insurance? Gave them my insurance. And they were like, we don't take your insurance. You might want to call someone else. I said, thank you. When I called WellStar, the lady just kept going and setting up the appointment. She didn't check. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. So it's like the whole, especially the Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, like there's so different, smaller, different versions of them too. It's like they probably accept most, but
yeah,
not that specific.
Exactly.
One.
You go like choose, like, what's your insurance? It's like Anthem, Blue Cross, Anthem, Blue Cross, California, like ours Blue is Cross, Rhode California. Island. California Anthem Blue Cross. I'm like, what are we? What's
how many it's like are bronze, there? Yeah. Silver, gold. Like, damn.
Because ours is Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Cala Cross Rhode Island, Blue Anthem
California. Rhode Island has nothing to Why do is with Rhode anything. Island? I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's through her job, and maybe her job.
No, it's does through my job, and none of us, none of that has to do with.
Oh, Rhode it's through Island. Your job.
It's crazy.
Maybe y'all PO boxes are in Rhode Island or something.
I don't. Mm.
Companies do that. But yeah, so yes, Rhode Island's a tax. Tax haven for businesses.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is just, an island.
There's no roads, though.
That's a tax haven. Did I say tax island? But yeah, no, just very annoyed. Very annoyed. So,
you guys are pregnant, is what you're trying to say?
That is quite annoying.
We've been told two times we're definitely pregnant.
What are you doing for the gender reveal? Are you waiting for a sonogram? Are you cutting a cake? What are we doing?
Oh, so
you have an airplane flyby? Are you smoking a brisket and the inside's gonna be blue or pink?
How many more guesses you got?
Are you gonna make a sourdough loaf and when you cut the loaf, it's either gonna be blue or pink inside?
I can make a lemon pound cake that has like a blue center or something, you know?
Oh.
There you go.
Good dinner.
And then I got high.
We have revealed plans. I'll just say that. But the big part of the reveal plans is I'm gonna know, and no one else is gonna know.
Like your last name.
Wait, you're gonna know, and no one else is gonna know.
Kendra's gonna find out.
I don't like surprises.
Kendra already knows. Chill.
Kendra's gonna snoop.
I'm gonna ask Kendra right now. She already knows.
I was gonna say I don't like surprises, so we're gonna have the doctor write it down. I'm gonna see it. And then I'm going to buy the stuff for the Blue. Reveal. And then we'll do the reveal.
Let's do some math, Joe. How many women, how many female babies are on your, on Ariel's side?
On Ariel's side? Are we taking into account like cousins and things?
Cousins.
I don't know, man. Number gets big. I can't count. She's one of three sisters, of girls, I should say. She's one of three daughters.
And you are one of
12
five boys. Brothers.
And a sister you just found out.
Yeah, and a sister.
Oh, there's one sister in there.
There's one sister. Actually, technically, I have two
it's
sisters.
It's a pretty toss-up. It's definitely going to be twins, one of each. That's my prediction.
Hey, settle down.
Technically, it's two sisters.
Jesus Christ. Why is everybody...
A lot of fighting over genders.
You just don't want me to do the show anymore, huh? I think that's what Scott is rooting for. Me to have my hands tied with two babies and then like, I can't do the show, guys.
I think that was the discussion me, Greg, and Kendra had at the airport. It was like, when is the show end? And then we said, when Joe has a baby.
Yeah, but I think we both decided that, you know.
you announced that you're pregnant.
But I think what we both decided was, well, no, because then he's going to want to talk about it, so...
Yes, that's definitely what I want to talk about. If I get one, it's easy. If I have two,
they don't make a musical movie about him having a child, then we're okay.
It's gonna be tough. A musical movie. It's gonna be. If it's two, it's gonna be real rough to do this show. If it's two, the babies are sitting with me here doing the show.
Well, then Scott's like, oh, well, then you don't need me anymore.
Yeah, hey, it might need James to cover like for the first month or so, but after that, the babies.
I remember when I had kids, brother.
While we're doing this,
he might have grandkids at that time.
Brother, I got grandkids your age.
Yeah. Right. Scott, Texas.
Texas.
I thought that said Texas. Speaking sounds like it's a walkable city.
Texas is not a walkable city. Greg, it's a state. It's a sad state that no one should live in. Pardon for any of it. Excuse me. Apologies. So last year was the first year I became a corporation. So I could shield myself around paying taxes behind a corporation because I'm a businessman, not a businessman.
Man.
So I thought, I went through LegalZoom, as everyone recommended on a podcast in 2014.
The LegalZoom podcast.
And I assumed everything was taken care of. And then I emailed my tax lady. I'm like, here's all the stuff. Sent her all my paperwork for my company.
Corporation. What's it called?
My corporation.
Articles of S-corp. A corporation.
And then she said, this is the paperwork you're supposed to send in. Did you send it in? I was like, I was like, no, I thought that's what LegalZoom did. Did I?
No, man. Like, no. They just give you the stuff to print out.
She's like, they give you the paperwork. You're supposed to
they give you
mail this into the IRS. I was like,
that's a
guess I'm not a corporation. There.
And she's like, yeah, so I tried to file it. You're not an S Corp, so. And she's like you're the sixth person I've had this happen to today.
Sixth person.
I was like, I guess we should stop using LegalZoom because they don't give much details.
They give you the paperwork and the advice, but yeah, that's funny.
Apparently not enough because I thought it was all done. I was like, I'm an S Corp. We're good. I'm a corporation.
It should, yeah. So it should be in very bold print.
S Corp, and you were not.
So I thought I was filed as an S Corp. Turns out I was just a C Corp. So now I have to. She's like, now we have to file. We have to do like a back filing for the S Corp. She's like, you have to fax something to the IRS. Now I'm like, how do I fax something in 2026?
Come on, that's easy. Just email it to the fax number.
Yeah, apparently I have to go to efax.com and fax something to the IRS. Mm. Which I was
well, no one's
going to
get it, though.
Apparently, there's a fax machine at the IRS who's going to get
it. It's unmanned.
Exactly.
No one's going to receive
Elon Musk canceled the fax machines. There's no fax machines receiving information. So now I have to fax some shit to the IRS. And
wow.
It's
the disappointment should be LegalZoom. LegalZoom. So for a calendar year now, you thought you were an S Corp.
In the mirror.
No, Greg. Do you know how this works? We blame our problems on everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. How dare you, Greg?
How dare you tell me to look at myself?
Nowhere in the stuff did LegalZoom say you need to fax the IRS. Because I would have been like, what do you mean I need to fax the IRS?
What do you mean?
So anyway, I guess it's not a big deal. I just have to like prorate fax something to the IRS. I don't know. It's all backdated stuff. Mm-hmm. As long as I don't have to pay real taxes, I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, my disappointment was going to be the partial government shutdown and the TSA and flying.
Ooh, TSA, rough.
I had spent zero time in security in Denver. It's like,
ooh, look at you.
It was like, I was the only person
in getting out of Atlanta had to be a pain in the ass. So.
It was worse than it normally is, but it wasn't bad because of the stuff that we have. But apparently that's 3-hour waits these days. But
yeah, I'm hearing
a third of the employees aren't showing up. But
thank goodness. Some people have quit.
Yeah.
Are we in the second government shutdown? Is that what's happening?
This is the partial, though. And
because it's like not in the news. My only reference to government shutdown is TSA.
It's not in the news.
Not in the news at all. And the government is still rolling on, except for them.
Because it's a partial. The only thing that's not funded. Whoa! What just happened there? Whoa, man!
Reality check.
This man's target. The reason
we're boycotting Target.
The only thing. Yeah, we're still boycotting Target.
Champion.
fuck what Jamal Brown says. But that should have been my disappointment. Anyways, healthcare is more important.
Where are you going to do your baby registry? Can't be Target.
No, but I can do it off of Babyless, where Brennan did his. By the way, check out Brennan's joint.
Oh, huge shout out. He's pregnant, married. He's
married now.
Got married. Yeah.
Divorced.
Married, baby on the way.
Retired.
The boy's all grown up.
Already had a...
Yeah, so it's a DHS shutdown. They just have
him married on legal Zoom, and he's not technically married.
You got to fax it in. The Department of Homeland Security has not been funded. Homeland Security hasn't been funded, and the Democrats have proposed, "Hey, we'll fund everything except ICE," and the Republicans are like, "No." So, just keep that in mind. They're like, "Hey, we want to fund TSA. We could do a separate breakout bill for just TSA," and they're like, "No, everything or nothing." And it's like, "All right, well, we're gonna sit here and fight because y'all shouldn't be wearing masks." No other police
Iranian force false flag is going to be pinned on lack of TSA.
Is that what you're? I don't want to say planning, but is that what you're?
There's news every day about the slowdowns and the TSA stuff, but no news about how they're going about trying to, you know, get it working again.
No, it's because the people who are in charge of Congress, the Republicans, are not. They don't want a solution. They own the House. They are running the House, running the Senate, and
they own the House.
The only thing they've passed is a CR and the big beautiful. How did that happen? Since Trump has got in.
Well, so midterms coming up. So
midterms coming up.
Elections are canceled. My boy. You got to vote in Washington D.C. if you want to vote.
My boy. Johnny Ossoff, a nice Jewish boy. Johnny Ossoff.
Is that the, what's his name?
It's a Georgia senator.
Oh.
Handsome man. Saw him in person.
The guy who took
handsome man.
Jasmine Crockett's.
Oh, no. That's James Tallarico. But we're rooting for Tallarico down there in Texas. I guess I'm rooting for Plattner. I don't know, man. Maine's on the board. I just want Maine, you know? Yeah.
Playoffs are starting here pretty soon.
A lot of weird pass
go hockey
situation. So you should never go already.
I got something to say!
That's the Jenna Carey. Florida!
DT on Discord. Bad people.
Are there any anymore? It's all good people now.
Hey, the boy! We finally come full circle.
After a bit, yeah.
It took the thing to realize it.
That's the way I feel too. My encouragement.
Good job, James. My encouragement is the fact that I am free from one of my albatross of a debt situation.
The cable bill from when you had roommates in.
Hilarious. No. I told you I worked around that. I got Xfinity now. They don't even know. They don't even know who I am.
I changed my last name. It all worked out.
Changed my last name and they've completely got confused.
But I use that too when I get married.
No. So when I was getting my ring for Ariel, the wedding ring.
Not the C one.
I effectively like put my card and gave my title over to get like a loan and been paying on that for a couple years now. And finally so last year's income tax just went to the wedding and this year's income tax, I was like getting rid of that completely. So I just paid that off and now that's like $150 a month I just got taken off my neck.
Did you file the paperwork correctly?
I forgot to fax them. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Call on.
You didn't pick up the phone while you're sending the fax?
Yeah, so, no. That's all done and squared away, so.
So the ring's one hers, the car is yours? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. The ring's hers, the car is mine.
And you have cable.
virus is gone.
Also, we have a new car.
But
oh dang!
Wait, let's play. Guess what car Joe purchased?
Yeah, let's do it.
Even though
Wellstar doesn't accept that insurance, they do give you a free car with every visit.
Is it a used car, Joe, or a brand new one?
It is a used vehicle.
Is a used pre-owned vehicle?
I like pre-owned versus used, but.
Is it two-door or four-door?
Four-door. I don't know what drop. Not that one.
Four-door.
Well, I do that because I'm black.
It's got to be a big car. It's a family. Whoa. It's a family vehicle.
It's in the vein of a family vehicle.
It's in the vein of a family vehicle.
Minivan.
That was the thought process.
Is it homegrown?
Or is it four? Homegrown. No, it's not a homegrown vehicle. I'm not a homegrown vehicle type of guy.
Oh,
is it an SUV?
SUV-ish.
Is it a crossover?
It is a crossover.
It's a crossover. You know, these liberals are always crossing over.
Yeah, you know.
I am just a sweet transvestite.
Subaru homegrown? Joe would never get a Subaru.
Subaru, I don't think is homegrown.
Toyota.
Is it a Ford, Joe? Did you get a Ford?
It's not a Ford. I just said I only get foreign vehicles.
Oh, you
Ford
said it's homegrown. It is not homegrown.
I don't get homegrowns.
It's a Toyota.
Nissan. No. Cross.
Nissan, there you go. Not Ooh. Cross.
Rogue.
What's a crossover?
Nope. Nissan?
Does Nissan have crossovers?
The last crossover they got. Anderson mentioned this recently, I want to say. Or did he mention the Rogue? The
Nissan film strip.
Snake?
Nissan Snake.
Hey, good call, man. I'm Googling it. A Rogue?
I just said not a Rogue.
Steve Martin.
A Kick?
A Kick, a Nissan Kick.
Is it a Kick?
2022 Nissan Kick. Nice blue, blue and vibrant.
Is it an SR?
I don't know. Didn't check on that part.
Did they show you the Carfax?
Saw the Carfax. So we ordered it off of Carvana.
Oh. Got the one where it comes in like a vending machine on the side of the...
Yeah, so we could have gone to the vending machine... We could choose to go to the vending machine or have them drop it off at the house, and we had them drop it off at the house.
Well, smart choice.
Yeah, better Those choice. Vending machines. I told you guys $25,000 last year,
quarter check in there, and then it doesn't put...
Towards the back end of last year, Ariel's car was having some issues, and I think it was like weeks before the wedding, and we took it into the shop, and the dude was like... It had been a computer malfunction in her computer because it was a hybrid. And when I took it to the shop, the dude called back and was like, yeah, so to fix this, it's going to be like $6,000. And I was like, bro, I'm getting married in like 2 weeks. That is not happening. And he was like, well, I advise you to, he was like, I didn't think you were going to pay that, but he was like, I advise you to kind of get rid of this car as soon as you can. So that started the process of me and her, alternating cars. So we wouldn't be using her car she wouldn't be using her car as much to go to work. And then in the winter months, her car kind of, that issue never really arose. It only really arose in the late spring or summertime. So we were like, all right, let's get through the wedding and then we can look into a car. And then we made it past the wedding. And then we made it into November, went on the honeymoon, got back, moved. Car still wasn't giving us any issues. I had been looking on some places. I had talked about it with Brennan because we do a lot of life talking before we start the show. And he was telling me how when he had nothing, when his debt was at the worst because, you know, he was a junkie and drug-addled, you know, lost boy in Daytona, he was able to get a car off
Nissan?
Carvana. No, he was able to get a car off Carvana. And even though like he had bad credit or whatever. So that made me look at Carvana. And Carvana, you could get a car with nothing down. So I was like, ooh, interested. So searched, and then finally her car did the glitch out like 2 days in a row when she was coming home from work. So we were like, all right, it's time to bite the bullet and get the new car. But we were also able to trade her car in, only for like $500. But no lay down. It's like $294 a month on the payments. So pretty good.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Also, like 66,000 miles. So pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Compared to her other car, she had bought it with like 100,000.
What?
Yeah, it was a rush purchase.
I was saying the price.
She was like, a girl.
100,000.
No. She 100,000 miles on it.
Oh God, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it was 100,000 miles.
What percentage rate did she get? Like 57.
So she ended up driving it for like another 100,000 miles. Like she got a good use out of it. Oh, like 4 or 5 years.
100,000. I'll take that all day. But yeah, I'll take the first 100,000. You get a second 100,000 out of that.
I mean, but it had those glitches. So we got this one with 66,000, so way less. So
nice.
Yeah. Should last us a good little run.
I'm looking at it. Not a bad looking car. I don't think I've ever seen one on the road. I don't think I've ever noticed one on the road.
I didn't notice it until I bought one. I feel like it happens all the time.
And now I'm like, oh, everywhere. So many kicks. Oh. And you find out it's kicks plural this whole time.
It is kicks, I want to say. So, yeah.
Does it have black top or blue top?
I don't remember right now.
Two tone or one tone?
I think it's two tone.
Some 2022s with the black top on it. I don't like it. I'm digging it.
I think it might, I'd have to go look at it. I don't.
You don't know the color?
Man, I don't be paying attention like that. Cars to me are things to get me from point A to point B. That's about it.
Yep. Reliability is key. Awesome. Yeah. Good job.
Good mileage. What did we learn this? So, the dude that gave us the car was a bit misogynistic, though. Very patriotic.
They always are.
It's so weird. Like her name is on everything. I'm the co-signer. He immediately started talking to me and owning me. I'm like, brother. I'm like, what are
that's,
we doing?
That's, they don't look at the. They always look just at the man, not the woman. Like when we bought our last car, Kendra is like, I could do this on my own, but you got to come with me. And she did it all pretty much herself, but just me being there saved her a lot of energy and because they,
headache.
Well, because they are misogynist, most all of them. It's crazy.
He was just dropping the car off, but he just came to me and was like, all right, here's the paperwork, and I just handed it to her. I was like, I don't know why you're giving this to me. Boy, I'm a co-signer. I'm not the main person on it.
You were wearing Meta Ray-Ban sunglasses with the camera.
I got a ride to their Uber on Monday, and the driver had the Meta glasses on. I was like, is he recording? So you have the light cover like I did.
I wonder if that'll take the place of the dash cam.
It could, but I don't think it doesn't.
It doesn't record all the time, does it?
Constantly, yeah, because it eats up the battery.
Bless you. You guys heard about that meteor?
What'd it say?
Ohio meteor?
Yeah.
It was like Ohio and Kentucky. It's crazy.
I heard about it.
What did we learn? We learned that...
I learned that a Nissan Kick exists. I had no idea it was a car until Joe said it and I Googled it.
I learned that Miami of Ohio's logo used to be racist.
I learned that Miami of Ohio exists.
I learned that Scott's not...
I learned a lot of things about kicks.
I learned that Scott's not a corporation anymore. What happened to all those funds?
Scott's not a corporation.
What happened to all those...
You gotta find a fact.
What happened to all those Anulo funds? That's not mine.
Yeah, good point. I feel like we're on back pay now.
Let's just say Joe. I have Joe's social security number, so.
Well, he knows insurance now. He knows your social security number and your insurance company. He's going to find out if you're having a boy or a girl. Put it on the internet.
Oh yeah, I learned Joe. I made
some granola bars. I failed at making granola bars, so now I just have granola.
How do you make them stick?
You want to bake them and do it like a loaf? Make it a bar?
But the recipe I saw was a non-baked recipe, so you just did it and then you put it in the fridge. But I know where
I went. No, you didn't make naan, Joe. You made pita, remember?
Apparently, the dates were supposed to like become a ball pasty thing, but they didn't for me. They kind of just chopped. So, I don't know. Got to fix that. Got to figure out this food process.
Joe going on dates. And raisins.
Joe's going on dates while his wife is pregnant.
You guys are funny. Wrap up the show, Greg.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to another. Thank you for listening to another episode of A New Low. This will probably come out around the 4th of July. We're A New Low Pod on all social media.
Good bet. You know what? I'm going
to like to get some of our merch.
Just so we have back-to-back episodes.
Shop.anewlow.co. Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. You got Who Does a Podcast with the Headphone Joe, Kyle. We love Kyle.
How's Kyle doing? Is Kyle doing good?
Rick.
Kyle's doing good.
And cheers to the press box with the newly married, the two newlyweds, Joe and Brennan.
Yeah.
Soon to be new fathers.
How's Brennan doing? How's Brennan doing?
Brennan's doing good.
They're both going to be new fathers. How long do you get to be a newlywed? Newish. Less than a year.
How long do you get to be a newlywed?
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Enough that everyone at your job presents you with a cake and balloons.
Well, I work from home, so that's tough.
Oh, something about Brennan?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Because he works at a restaurant. If I left anything out,
the perfect freeze right there.
Very good freeze. Hope he doesn't go black again. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anewlow.co. Thanks again for listening. And just so you know, it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
The Adams County Sheriff.
It's frozen again.
Down my door.
It's going to be hard to clap when it was frozen. So we'll wait till he gets back. Then we can clap.
They found no kidnapping victims. Just some lemon pound cake.
Joe using his internet money to pay for his new car. I like that lemon pound cake.
That's a good song. It's pound cake song.
And he's back. All right.
Keep us all in there, Greg.
Lemon pound cake.